विष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय to this world to preach the same mission. In this world, I think all want to be happy. Anyone of this world don't want to be unhappy. And that happiness also to be unmixed with any sorrow or suffering. We like it. This is called ananda. We like ananda. You know ananda word? Ananda means happiness. But this ananda cannot come without prem, love and affection. So, happiness and love is same thing. Pure happiness of life. Pure love and affection we want. But we see that in this world, sometimes very little happiness or affection comes, but comes with mixed with sorrow and suffering. We don't want to be old. We don't want that our hair should be white. We don't want that we should see less or we should become blind. We want that we should be always young and young. So beautiful. But after some time you will be old, possibly, whether you want or not, oldness will come and marry us very fast. We want to marry, but not to any old lady or busy. She is not so beautiful, ugly. But oldness is ugly. And anyone will not like to marry her. But forcibly, she marries. Want or not. Your teeth will go away. Whether you are taking nakli nahi jata hai nakli ka, not real, unreal. That thing, we can take some medicine to make our hair gray hairs or white hairs less. Also, very beautiful cheeks will have so many, like old person,
wrinkles.
So, you'll have to be old and marry oldness. And one day, we cannot walk, so many persons will come and help me to go to last stage, to where grapes are budding. So many persons in India, thousands of persons taking that dead body go to funeral place and they burn it. If you will not burn, if you burn it, it will be ashes. If you will not burn, then so many wild dogs, jackal, fox, and all will come. And they will quarrel for that. This is mine, this is mine. Why you can? And it will be like this. It's like a stool. And if they will not touch, then so many worms and insects will disappear. In the last stage, it will bound to the light. So we should think from where the soul has come. Whether we are soul or this body. It is the fundamental truth that this body is not soul. There is so much difference between our soul and this body. And knowing this will have to be detached from what? From worldly luxuriousness. And after that, we'll have to know we are the part and parcel of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not a, we have come here as a refugee here. You know refugee?
Refugee.
Not our own land. So, this world is as a place of refuge. We'll have to give up this world someday. Whether you want or not want, he will vacate in a moment. So where to go? If you have no affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created this world, who is brought up and supporting this world, and after this world is old, then goes into him, he is God. What is the meaning of God? The generator. O operator, who operates whole world. Without his, sun cannot shine, earth cannot stand, world will be of nowhere. So he is operating. And the destroyer also. He is God. He is Satyam Sivam Sundar. Know this meaning? I know, I think that Tamil persons can Satyam Sivam. It does not die, it does not take birth. He is eternal. God is one. God is not only one. In Vedas it has been written, in Vedas and all scriptures in India, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He has so many names, he has so much power, infinite power. He is so beautiful. Satyam, Shivam, anyone like beautiful things. But if a beautiful man, person or thing has some poison in this, we cannot love. We cannot love. So it must be Satyam Shivam. Shivam means Kalyanakari. Auspiciousness. He should be merciful. He should be almighty. So much beautiful. Satyam Shivam. There is none beautiful like Krishna. A boy. Very beautiful, feet holding, playing on floor, smiling somewhere, fragrance is coming from his body, he attracts everyone. Whether cows, whether anyone in this world, he attracts everyone. So Krishna is so much beautiful, he is so much merciful, and he is sab samay ke liye nitya hai. Everything in Krishna. He can fulfill all kinds of wishes. We know Nisimha Bhagavan, he is God. He is powerful, but he is not beautiful like Krishna. You know? Yes, he is head like lion and very dangerous. Ram is so beautiful, but he cannot fulfill all this. Just as Krishna is powerful, but he will only like father and mother, not like husband, not like him. Sakha, Sakha means friend. Nisimha Bhagavan cannot be like a friend because he is so dangerous. But he protects all. But not so much beautiful like Krishna. So Krishna is unparalleled, beautiful, unparalleled, but Shivam, merciful, having all the good qualities. And so beautiful and omnipotent. You should take my note because my English is not so good. Very, very good. I don't know how I'm speaking. So, Krishna can fulfill all the wishes we have. Anyone can. So, if you have some little affection for him, on the heart, he can fulfill all of us. So, he is our supreme personality of God. Even what Ramchandra cannot give, Krishna can. So if we have some affection and love for Krishna, then we may be so happy for all time, also for coming time. Here also and next birth also, and after birth if you have salvation, liberation, then also. So we should try to have affection with Krishna, with God. Yes, he is embodiment of love and affection. And the way the gopis of Prabhu love him is best way. For this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He is himself Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for mercifully, because he is causeless, he is causeless merciful. He left all us of us. Because you are part and parcel. So he came to give this to you. You cannot be happy if you are not coming towards Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give this to you. Two, he tried to detach us from the worldly affairs, worldly enjoyment, worldly false egos and false happiness, and to do that kind of eternal bliss and eternal love and affection, so that you can easily be happy and you can be peaceful. Otherwise, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, at that time, he took sannyas order, renounce order. No renounce order, give it up. His wife, children, everything. And he took sannyas and left everything, his mother, old mother, his wife, very newly married, Vishnu Priya Devi. All the weeping there and lamenting. He went to Jagannath Puri and he went to South India up to Kanyakumari. He moved everywhere and gave all these things to persons. And he made all bhakta. Then he returned to Puri and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. You know Vrindavan? You have been. Very decent place, very beautiful Krishna, as Krishna. Flowing Jamuna so straightly, all kinds of best flowers, berry, chameli, yui, lotus leaves, flowers and all. Very calm and quiet, cool breeze always blowing, going on. Wanted to go and to meet Krishna as a mood of Radhika. He was coming to Vrindavan on the path of Ganges and Jamuna, because Jamuna comes from Vrindavan to Prayag and it meets to Ganges, and from Ganges now coming to Navadvip, Calcutta, and at last in Bay of Bengal. So there was only path to go to Vrindavan by the side of Ganges. He was coming, but it was near Bahanatha. It was only a freak. No? He wanted to meet Rupa and Sanatan, very learned person, strong personality, so qualified person. And they lived at the bank of Ganges and they were prime minister and private secretary of the king, Mohammedan king, Bhushan Shah. The message to Rupa and Sanatan and told, don't waste your time. I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm now returning to Jagannath, but After some time I will go to Vrindavan, you should come to Vrindavan. And I want to deal with you hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. How he was in Vrindavan? What past times he played? What is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita? We will discuss all these things. Deverity, gradually, they become detached from the kingdom and all these things. And at last, Prut Goswami first went to Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not present there. So he was returning. He gathered his all kinds of worldly things, all property, all money, everything. Then, why he gave up? You know that if Krishna has given birth, he has given everything for us. And if sorrow is coming without wanting, unhappiness is coming without wanting, then everything will come also. Money will come, praise will come, everything will come. So we don't want to waste our time. Rupa and Sanatana thought, and Rupa Goswami went to Vrindavan. But he was returning back because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Benares, Prayag, and they met together there. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world, Krishna has come to this world, taking the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika to give something, positive thing, love and affection to all kinds of persons. Even to animals and trees. And when today we are walking in the field, I wanted to tell the devotee that you should try to chant Hare Krishna more loudly. But I was chanting and I missed. If you go anywhere, you can chant loudly, then trees, creepers, animals, insects, all the beings, whether they don't know meaning or no meaning, no heart. If you don't know the meaning of fire, even if you will touch fire, it will burn it. Understand? This is slowly. So if for chanting name, whether you know meaning or not, all animals, grasses and everything will hear, and they will in there. Another verse, they will have association of pure bhakti. And thus gradually they will develop their Krishna consciousness and they will be liberated from this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everything what is positive, like what is bhakti. What is bhakti rasa? Rasa means? So everything. And he inspired everything in his heart what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the world, but he could not give. He inspired also Sanatana Goswami, Vaidhi Bhakti. You know Vaidhi Bhakti? That rules and regulations of bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially gets devotion, bhakti, rasa, devotion and love. How it can be increased to God? How can we develop all these things? How a minus will come, minus Possessiveness to Krishna. Krishna is mine. God is mine. And He is. So this will come. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. No. He was coming from Vrindavan. And he told Rupa Goswami that he used to go to Vrindavan and write books. Then he wrote so many books, Bhakti, Rasamrita, Sindhu. What is Bhakti? We have no pure conceptions of Bhakti. What is Bhakti? So Rupa Goswami, in his book, in four parts, he wrote so many things about Bhakti. What is Bhakti? So if we will not know all these things, only we will distribute books, we will not taste in what is in that book, only distribution will not do. Only making temples will not do. We should try to make our heart temple for Krishna and Radhika. This is positive thing. Only negative thing will not do. You know Vairagya?
Renounce.
Detachment. Only detachment will not do if there is not any positive thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami has tried. Srila Raghunath Goswami has tried. So with the positive thing, this is the main thing. If we don't know what is that positive, prem or love or affection, and if we have no affection for Krishna, in chanting, in remembering the past times of Krishna, also remembering the past times of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was so merciful to Jagai and Madhai also. And in that time Jagai and Madhai was only two. But in these days, very pure devotees are two only, and all others are Jagai and Madhai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets this positive. We should try to take these positive things. Without positive things, only detachment and negative things will not do. Even the four things, you know, tena tapi sune kena, tarurapi sahishuna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. You know the meaning? You should explain the meaning of this. More loudly.
One should be more tolerant than a tree. And amanina manadena. One should not desire any kind of respect for himself, but he should give respect to all. Kirtaniya sadahari. In this condition of mind, then one can always perform hari kirtan.
But if any one has three qualities, then all qualities. All qualities. But in positiveness, there is no love and affection for Krishna. He is not chanting, not remembering. Then what is the use of this soul? Nothing, zero, cipher. Understand what I am going to tell? If all the qualities are there, but we have no Krishna bhakti, no affection for Krishna, we have no interest in chanting, remembering, then no use of all this. Then we are like Mayabadi. Mayabadi, you know?
Monism.
So, if these four are not there, but Guru has given Hari name and he has given Diksha, initiation. And he is chanting, remembering something, but not possesses these four qualities in full, but by association these will come gradually. But we, if we have no thirst for Krishna, we are not chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna. If four qualities are, all qualities, likes and likes qualities are there. But even like cipher, if one is in left side and zero is in right side, then it is 10. No? And if one is there and after that two zeros are given, 3, 4, 5, 6, then it will come to lakhs, more than lakhs and so on. But if you will take up one and lakhs 100 zeros, what is this?
Value of
these lakhs zeros? Nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and his all followers there have come to give this positive thing. How we can do this? So he wrote first a slok in Bhaktire Samil Sindhu. What a slok he wrote? Anna Bhilasita Sunyam Gyan Karma Dhanavritam Anukullena Krishnam Sidanam Bhakti Ruttama. You should try to remember this slok. Very valuable slok. Not even written in Srimad Bhagavat. Frankly written like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very happy to hear all this slok. So I would like to explain something about this issue. One question should be done. Ankullena Krishnam Shilanam Bhakti Ruttam. Bhakti means to sharpen. To whom sharpen? The personality, supreme personality of Godhead, that is embodiment of prema or prema, love and affection. Everything is so loving aspect for Krishna. His eyes are crooked, his face is so crooked, he gives invitation to all to come to serve Krishna. His speaking is so sweet, his dancing is so sweet, his talking is so sweet, his everything is sweet. His mother is sweet, his sakhis are so sweet, his Vrindavan is sweet, his Jamuna is sweet, his father is sweet. Everything of Krishna is sweet. Especially the mouth is so sweet. Eyes very beautiful. That not any उसके लिए उदाहरण नहीं दिया जा
सकता.
We can't give any example of this word. So beautiful, everything.
No comparison.
All comparison. Opposites have been felt there. How beautiful, sweet is Krishna. To serve Krishna is also so sweet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this fitness to all persons, all creatures, not only to Hindus, not to only Muslims, even to animals, creatures, trees and animals and everyone. At that time a flood came from Navadvip, Mayapur, and it took in his stomach all world. Flooded all world. All Mayavadi, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi, all were drowned in that flood. And that's a prem flood. Love and love. Flood of affection and love. Mayavadi at once ran away to Puri and to Kashi, but flood went run up, following them, and they at last catch up and they drowned in that. It was a very beautiful thing at that time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. To give this sweetness of Krishna, because he was himself Krishna, and plus Srimati Radhika. So combined mercy of Radha and Krishna was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why he gave this prem, which is even by Brahma has not that. Shiva has nothing that prem. And that prem he gave to all the persons to whom he looked. Were going, walking in the street at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave prem. So he is telling to Rupa Goswami and he wrote this verse. Anukullena Krishnanushilanam. To serve sweet Krishna by all the organs we have, hands, face, everyone, eyes, tongue, everything. By mind and also by mood. And after that, by soul we can serve Krishna. So we will have to serve Krishna to please Krishna. But not only to please. Like Charu and Musti, they wanted to Krishna, they killed Krishna. But Krishna was so happy to wrestle with them that he wanted to taste this beer rush. Mellow of fighting. Sweetness of fighting. He wanted to taste. Krishna became happy, but it is not bhakti. Yashoda was testing Krishna, holding his hands, holding himself here and there, repeating, testing. Krishna was weeping, no mother, I will not do like this. And he was weeping. But yet it is bhakti. Because he wanted to make Krishna so strong, wise, and all things. So we should try to serve Krishna by all the organs we have. If you cannot, by mind you can do. By words you can do. Krishna is my. Krishna is my priyatam. Priyatam means dear. Most dear. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my friend. We can do it. I will plan it tomorrow. But I am giving hint, little hint. That it will not be pure and developed unless we are giving up all the worldly desires. Anna Vilasita. What is Anna Vilasita Sunna? We should not desire any worldly things, anything from Krishna by serving. He will please and give up all these things, what we want. I have no child, I want a child. Oh, Krishna, give me one child. am praying you. I am doing bhakti. This is not bhakti. If Krishna tells that you should what you want, you should pray for that. Prahlad Maharaj told, I don't want anything. I'm not a businessman. So bhakti is not a thing to be like a business. Give and take. To give ourselves everything in the Lord's feet of Krishna. I'm giving an example of Anna Vilasitashini. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, newly married Vishnu Priya Devi. Vishnu Priya Devi was so, so lovely and so beautiful. And at that time in whole India, she was beautiful. She was not young, less than young, she was Kishori. Kishori?
Teenage.
Going to be young, less than young, so beautiful, marvelous. Youngness, not so beautiful. Beautiful. But those who are going to be young, but not yet young, they become so beautiful. So she was like it. Kishori, very beautiful. Panchaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give up this world and to take renounce order. At very that day, he went to walk in his village. So when the villagers, among them, there were some also milkmen, Gwala, you know, go, milking men. They get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu milk. He went to Tambuli means those who make battlement, to take a battlement. He went to fruitsmen, they get so many fruits. Everywhere where he went, lovely, they get something, कोई not donation,
क्या
उनको उपहार दिया,
present something,
they presented something. He took it off and came to his house. It was now evening. He told his mother that make a very delicious food of
pumpkin
milk and sugar. Giving kapoor, kapoor means
hamper,
sub-camper and same thing. She made it, she cooked it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered to Krishna or Narayan and he took and he kept something for his mother and wife. In the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his wife. He had never gone to his wife. Never met, always going chanting Hare Krishna, waiting. Sometimes falling down on the earth, rolling on the earth, always crying, where Krishna you are, where you are, always crying. But today he was turned something. Today went to his wife in decorated form. He was taking battle net also. And with him, there was a battle net. He gave from his own hand to Vishnu Priya today. And he decorated his hair, gave flowers in his. Like Indian girls, they decorate their face with champak pushpa and other pushpa. He decorated her so much. And trying to speak, smiling something. But by this behavior, Vishnu Priya was weeping, not so pleased. She was not happy. Why? 5 years done today, after so many, 3-4 years, his marriage has been done. But he has not spoke with me always trying, weeping, weeping, Krishna, Krishna. Why he became so? Today, in the morning, I went to take bath in Ganges. In the way, a stone was there, and my feet was
injured,
and blood was there. I was thinking why it is so, and when I went in Ganges and took bath, my nose ring during marriage ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. It was gone in river. She tried to suck it, but not found. She was thinking, oh, my best thing in my life, I have missed. What today will happen, I don't know. She came waiting to her mother-in-law, Sati Devi, and began to wait. She told to, she wanted to
console
her. She asked, why you are waiting so? She told that I have lost